Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. In our 15th year, we're just getting this started. A lot more to come. I'm glad you're here, too. I'm glad you're hanging out with me and after all these years. And somebody else that I'm glad who's hanging out with me is our good friend Steve Martin. You know, folks, Steve has been he's an original founding member of the Brain Trust and started with me in April of 1998. That's right, the previous millennia. And Steve is a great example of somebody who's worked hard to serve small business owners because he's a small business owner himself. And he's the author of Instant Profits. He is our profit pro. And he's our good friend, Steve Martin. Welcome back.
Jim, thank you so much. And, you know, it's just absolutely great to be here and to celebrate your anniversary as a small business person and a strong advocate for small business around the world. And I really appreciate the privilege and the honor of being associated with you.
Can't imagine. Thanks, Steve. Can't imagine doing all this without having you had right here with us and contributing so much as you have. Steve, one of the things I know you got on your mind today is the concept, the idea, the notion, the behavior called volunteerism. Talk to us about that. What do you think about that concept?
Well, Jim, there's a philosophy that's part of most of the world's religions and great backgrounds, if you will. Some people call it karma. You know, you give what you get.
Right.
Certainly, Ivan Meisner talks about givers gain and those principles.
The law of reciprocity.
Reciprocity, yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Givers, the volunteerism is giving to society with no expectation of return. And I think all of us, particularly those of us who are in small business, have an obligation and an opportunity to give to others and to further the benefits to all of society.
Right. You know, there are a couple of ancient perspectives on this. In Ecclesiastes, there's a passage that goes, "Cast your bread upon the water, and in time it will come back to you." Now, the key is in time, and what I think the scripture means is that you know you're gonna make a contribution, and you'll get something back from it, but you don't know when or how much or from who, but yet you still do it, which leads me to the next point, which is one of the three ways that the Greeks define love. You know, there's eros for romantic love. There's philo for love among people that you know. And then there's agape. And agape love is when you do something for people that you don't even know. And yet you're willing to do it. And perhaps the most powerful love and the most beautiful, I think, is agape. And inside of agape is volunteerism. What do you think?
Jim, you've summarized it just beautifully. I think it's absolutely correct that you know, how we enter the world and how we approach the world determines what the world gives back to us. We can't determine what it's going to be, but if we approach from a attitude of giving and fulfillment, that's what we're going to receive.
Right. Well, and you know, this is, as I said, those two examples I gave were being defined millennia before anybody ever heard of America, the notion of an American attitude or spirit. And this is going to sound a little ugly American, but it's just the truth. And there's statistics to prove this. Nobody does volunteerism like America. It's almost like it's one of the subsets of our entrepreneurial DNA, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. And you know, you introduced me as the profit pro. So, what does all of this have to do with profitability?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting question, isn't it? You know, business is tough. The economy is difficult. And why would we want to give away something that maybe we should be charging for? And you know what the reality is? Our income and our profit comes from the psychic, psychological, and social benefit of what we do for other people.
The marketplace is not just dollars and cents and ones and zeros, is it?
No, it isn't. But you know what? When you get the benefit of doing good things for other people, that's noticed. Your customers will see that, and you will, in fact, attract more business.
Well, and see, I think, see, that's always been a value, a component of value, a component of valuing a person or a business. I think it's always been that way. But, Steve, I think in the 21st century, every day that goes by, the concept of values, which is what you just described, your values, in other words, what are you willing to, how much are you willing to give without knowing what you're going to gain? How much of those values are going to be more, even more attractive going forward than they have been in the past? What do you think?
Oh, I think that's absolutely true. You know, there's a lot of competition out there. And if you just think about your own case, would you rather do business with somebody who's actively contributing to society in a positive way and actively supporting the people around them? Or would you rather look for somebody who's just a cutthroat competitor who's trying to squeeze the last nickel out of whatever engagement he has with anybody in society? Which would you choose?
Well, trust and authenticity are really important standards that I depend upon, and I think a lot of people do too. More and more people do. Hey, Steve, one of the things that's interesting about America is the level of support that small business owners have, and a lot of it through volunteers. And there's an organization I know you're very familiar with, and that we've reported on, that we've talked to some of the leadership many times on the show, and that's SCORE, and the original name for the SCORE became an acronym from is Service Corps of Retired Executives. But when we come back here for these messages, I want you to tell us about your experiences as a member of SCORE and what you know about SCORE. Because, folks, small business owners, this is a volunteer organization, like Steve and I have been talking about. And the way they support small business owners is in the highest form of volunteerism, of giver's gain, of agape. And, Steve, before we go, give us your website, please.
It's profitpro.us.
Profitpro.us. I'm Jim Blassingame. More to come. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.